Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got lots to talk about today. We're going to be talking about a trend that looks good for President Donald Trump, and I believe Donald Trump will serve his second term. Doesn't mean you better stay vigilant. You better pay attention, people. Kevin Jackson here is who you better be paying attention to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But this first segment, I want to talk about the big debate that's coming up between DeSantis and Newsom. Woo! See, this debate was supposed to be a prelude to what the Uniparty wanted to be the ticket. The ticket. And what's happened? Well, funny thing happened on the way to the ranch. Is that the right saying? I don't think so. But, hey, use it. It's yours now. So, anyway, this debate was going to be the stage for, you know, the presidential race that was being set up by the Uniparty. You thought you had a vote, a say, in what was going to happen. No. This has been orchestrated. People pulled these two gentlemen aside and said, okay, here's the deal, Ron. You're going to be our guy. Here's the deal, Gav. You're going to be our guy. And we're going to have you guys debate, and we're going to orchestrate it so that, you know, it doesn't look like we're shoehorning you in, but we're shoehorning you in. We're going to cheat you in the same way we cheated in that old clown in 2020. And so this is going to be a battle royale. Both of these guys would be surging right now, and everything would be good. Well, it didn't happen. Anyway, here's what's going on. They said DeSantis and Newsom slated to go head-to-head, and they did. They went head-to-head. A culmination of months of rising tensions between the two. Look, if this were truly a gubernatorial debate where these guys were saying, I'm happy being governor, and I want to tell you, I think my state's doing better than your state, etc., I would be fine with it. That's not what this was. This was meant to be a coronation. Now, you can make up your own mind about who would win, who would lose, who lost, who won. I'll tell you this. Before the debate, people were saying to me, Kevin, can Ron DeSantis hold his own against Newsom? And I'm thinking, a chimpanzee could hold his own against Newsom. Have you looked at this man's state? His crown jewel city has poop maps, and you got to watch out where you step for hypodermic needles. Who could ruin San Francisco? You got a base of people that are willing to get fleeced. They happily pay exorbitant amounts of money to live in this stupid state, and you can't keep it clean? You can't keep the homeless off the streets? And by the way, didn't look good that Newsom decided to clean it up when his boss came to town, Chi. Boy, what else? Okay, highest taxes in the country. Federal, state, well, local and state. Highest taxes anywhere. I mean, I'm sure there's one or two places, but I'm saying on average, you pay more to live in California than anywhere else. State income taxes, retail taxes, you name it, excise taxes, luxury taxes, they got a tax on everything. I can't wait to see how they deal with clean energy going into 2035 when they've mandated that all the cars and everything's, no gas stoves, no this or that. How are you going to survive in a state that's already, the grid is down to the point where they got rolling brownouts, soon to be blackouts. How are you going to survive there? That state is driving itself into the dirt. DeSantis, you can't beat that? I could let my son, 16 years old, he knows, I mean, at 5 years old, he could have debated Gavin Newsom. This is a state that is run, DeSantis, and of course he brought this up, but the number of people that have exited that state and the reasons why they've left and come to where? Florida. Why? Because DeSantis is such a good-looking guy, we got to go to Florida. They go to Florida because that's a place of refuge. It's like Bezos leaving Washington. Washington State, Seattle, I think Seattle in particular, the dude saved billions of dollars leaving just in state taxes. Billions. Now, he's worth a lot of money, but I can tell you this, billionaires don't like losing billions. They don't mind losing hundreds of thousands. That's chump change. But if you're worth $40 billion and you lose two, that's significant. Oh, I know you're still rich. Don't misunderstand me. I ain't stupid. I got a math degree. I use it from time to time. But I'm just saying, that's money that makes you wake up and go, what? I can save what by moving where? Let's go. DeSantis versus Newsom, the great red versus blue state debate. Okay, there was a state that was free during the scandemic, or mostly free. And then there was a state that locked down. And by the way, there was a governor who violated all of his own curfew. Okay. I mean, really? I don't even want to... The debate itself, we can cover that another time. I want to cover what was it meant to be. See, this is what they want. They wanted us to go, these are the guys. These are the heir apparents. These are the two governors, and one's contrasted with the other. And you, America, will decide. And when we put them on the presidential ticket, you'll see who you want. Look, here's what I'd like to know. And maybe you do too. Don't you want to know how the people really pulling the levers, what they think and what they do? I mean, doesn't that cross your mind to say, come on, guys, reveal yourselves? Because we know, I'll give you an example. We know Joe Biden was cheated in the office. I want to know who set that meeting up, who decided it, and how it got orchestrated. Because that's it. When Donald Trump is back in office, that's what should be one of his top priorities. And I said this on a radio show the other day. He said, what should Trump do when he goes back into office? I said, here's what he should do. And we're a little off subject of what we were talking about before, but we're going to get into Trump here in a bit. I said, Donald Trump, when he gets back into office, he should fire Christopher Wray. He should fire the head of the CIA. He should fire the head of the NSA. He should fire the head of, he will get rid of the Department of the guy that's over Homeland Security. He should probably replace the Joint Chiefs of Staff, all of them. And then he should go to the second tier people, the assistant secretaries of et cetera. You know, all the different departments, whoever was second in command reporting to Ray, and so on and so forth. Then he should polygraph everybody in the DOJ and ask them, did you have anything to do with what was going on? And, you know, et cetera. And if they fail the polygraph, you should fire every one of them. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats had pretty much marginalized Donald Trump after the coup. And you guys have heard me speak about this. I was at rallies where Trump had at least 15, 16,000 people. He came to the same same place, not the same location. And actually a better location. And he had maybe 3,000 people. And it was Trump with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, it was a who's who of people. And Donald Trump, the first one, if I didn't have a media pass, I wouldn't have gone in. It was people lined up for miles. Vendors everywhere, etc. The second one, I pulled right up, walked in. No big deal. I mean, it was night and day. And this was probably 6 to 7 months after the coup. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And, I'm a trend guy. I'm watching not just, I see the numbers and all that. It was obvious, 15, 16,000 down to 3,000, 3,500. Pulled right up, etc. But I'm talking about I was watching it everywhere. Trump was getting, you know, tepid audiences, not the way he was prior. And it seemed like he was becoming defensive and a host of other things that weren't making him look good. And the media was slamming him, and they were talking about J6 and all these potential indictments and all the other things. And it was a slow burn. But they went too far. And I don't know if you were following it to the degree that I was, but I could practically tell you when it happened. Because suddenly, after a certain number of indictments, I want to say it was around the third one, is when people went, wait a minute, this isn't making sense. And boy, did the left open up a can of worms. And suddenly you felt the momentum shift. You started seeing people go, you know what? That Trump, it seems like he's not getting a fair shake. Now, another thing happened. Joe Biden got, it was, this is now that we're into a year. And I remind people, Joe Biden loves to take, and the Democrats, they love to take credit for the moves that Republicans make to help him. And I'll give you an example. When Barack Obama got George Bush to put $700 billion in an economic recovery plan, then he ridiculed him the very next month when he took over.
Well, you know, look at what George Bush, I mean, he ran up the deficit.
And he begged him to do it in order to save the republic. Then what did Barack Obama go ahead and do? He then doubled our debt. We went from roughly $10 trillion in debt to $20 trillion in debt. But he got Bush to start it off. And then he blamed him the whole time. George Bush did it. George Bush did it. George Bush did it. Now, look, I'm no Bush fan. But Democrats are so smart to get Republicans to do their stupid, dirty work. And that's what they did. Well, with Trump, $1.7 trillion, he does the dirty work, the COVID relief fund, and then Joe Biden rides it for a year. I reduced the deficit. He didn't reduce it by the $1.7 trillion and reduce it any further. And, of course, everybody's looking at that. But while that's going on, what else is happening? Inflation. Gas prices through the roof, food prices through the roof, lockdowns. We got a real feel for what despots do, how the country would look. If you want to check out, let me tell you, you got a good look at it that first year. We were doing well that first year economically, and Joe Biden undid all those policies and became a dictator for the people that control him more. So while we're running on the muscle memory of Donald Trump, we're self-imprisoning because this crooked government said to do it. And are we investigating what's really going on? No. We've got a Congress that won't do anything. I mean, I'm just going on and on and on. They're literally trying to make us out to be maggots, the whole thing. And a lot of people soured on Trump. I'm telling you, a lot of people did. I know people. I had friends. I was at a party. One of my buddies who was a Trump supporter, he goes, you know, I think that we just need somebody new and blah, 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 blah. And I looked at him and said, new, what do you want? Who are you going to get? Please tell me. I called my friend. Well, Kevin, I mean, come on, man. And this is a guy that has a lot of respect for me. And I called him out. I go, who are you going to get? You know, what could you possibly get that's going to be better than the guy that's already proven to you? Let me ask you, what did Trump do in his 4 years that made you lose faith in him? Please tell me. The answer was, of course, nothing. So as we evaluate these things, I'm sitting there going, wake up, people. This is a game. These people are running game on you. And you've heard me talk about this. I said, why would you trade out a gladiator like Trump for some chump that we're going to put in? Who, you're going to trade it for DeSantis or Nikki Haley? I mean, look, these are nice people, but they're not Donald Trump. And let me tell you, for those of you who are out there listening, because I got friends, come on, Karen, I'm a DeSantis fan. Okay, be a DeSantis fan. He's a nice guy. I know him better than you do. He's a nice guy. He's no Donald Trump. Nikki Haley, she's a nice lady. I know Nikki Haley. I've spent time with her. She literally autographed. I got her book. I said, hey, will you sign a book for me and my wife? Yeah, Kevin. We had a conversation about the putting up the Confederate flag, and she gave me her reason. I said, you made a mistake, and we agreed to disagree. But we're cool. You know, I don't have anything against her. But let me tell you, she ain't no Donald Trump. We are in a unique position right now to put in a person who, by the way, proved himself. This is what, you know, people, oh, Kevin, you're a Trump zealot. How am I a Trump zealot? I'm a success zealot. I'm a results zealot. If you want to make me a zealot, I'm those things. But I am not a Trump zealot. I've criticized Trump. Still criticize him on his personnel choices. I still criticize him on being fooled on COVID. Stay the course. If I'd been president, I guarantee you there would have been no lockdowns, there would have been no masks, there would have been no ability to cheat, and I would have been smart enough to know that the Democrats are going to cheat. By the way, in the next election, 2024, the Democrats are going to cheat. That's what they do. They are programmed to do it. As much as a reptile will eat an insect, they are programmed to do it. Reptilian brains. So there's some things happening right now, right before your very eyes, that show Donald Trump is back. And I've already talked to you about it. I have been, I'm giving you the past, because past is prologue. I'm giving you what you need to understand that Donald Trump is making a resurgence, and it scares the living daylight out of the Democrats, and it should. You're scared because you, yet again, have been vindicated. When you elected Donald Trump in 2016, they were like, oh, well, he's going to fail. You to be a terrible president. Was he?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. One congressman says the president needs to have his mental capability tested. GOP Congressman Ronnie Jackson is urging President Biden to undergo a cognitive test or withdraw from the presidential race. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says addressing the Biden administration's border crisis is the key to improving national security. In a social media post, he emphasized the urgency of reforming the asylum and parole systems due to illegal migration. McConnell insists on meaningful policy changes at the southern border before considering any supplementary national security legislation in the Senate. The U.S. ships fired on near Yemen were not actually the intended targets, according to Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Boy, we got a sign of things to come. Trump is surging. Surging in ways that the Democrats never thought possible. Got them more scared than a mosquito that bit Magic Johnson. I tell you what, baby. Tell you what. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson Network 844-551-8255. The Kevin Jackson Network. I'm going to give that number again, and I want you to write it down if you got a chance to. Because you can call me anytime, 844-551-8255. If you get our recording, leave a message. We get your number, just so you know. The number comes through. Every now and then, I'll call you back. Surprise you, like, hey, you call, you leave a message. Is this Kevin? Really? Yeah, it is. Oh, boy. Hey, and for those of you who have joined what is going to be the Backstage Club, but it's our 500 people that are giving us the $20 a month. First of all, thank you. Hey, by the way, Ann got your checks because Ann doesn't want to use like electronics. She has had some problems using electronics. Got her checks. She postdated these checks for I think $50 each. So Ann has sponsored one and two. Well, herself and two one and a half other people because she's giving us $50 a month. She's a jewel. And I'm going to tell you, she did something very special for my family for Christmas. So, Ann, can't thank you enough. You're a jewel. And by the way, Ann made me think of my sugar mama, Ruth, who's 100. I think Ruth's now 102. Haven't heard from the family, but I hope everything's well with Ruth. And there are many others out there who support what we do, and we appreciate you for it. Anyway, sign of things to come. It does not take a genius, folks, to realize that Donald Trump is back. Now, it took an interesting turn because, as I said, first year, Donald Trump was persona non grata. The Democrats were going to, first of all, they got him in a coup, and then they were going to stomp his carcass dry. They didn't want any remnants of Donald Trump. They ridiculed people who were MAGA supporters, and they got a lot of people to back away from Donald Trump. Shame on those people for doing it. But it became lukewarm. And admittedly, I'll be honest, I've never been this overzealous Trump guy. I'm an overzealous results guy. But his first term was absolutely successful, save the things that I told you, which is COVID nonsense and his picking people. But his first term is remarkable. That's the only way to describe it. So for me, he could do no wrong. You wanted him for a second term because you figured the piggyback of what he would be able to do now that he understood things was going to be, I mean, miraculous. But you know what that 4-year gap did where he got cheated It built his resolve. He now knows what this government can and will do to get somebody. You want that man in office. I promise you, you do. If you're legit, if you care about this country. The left, they don't want him in there. Oh, no, 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 no. They're like a cheating spouse getting that DNA test back. Wait a minute. It is your baby. You know. Yeah. So they have every reason to fight against Donald Trump because he has 4 years of litigation, 91 indictments. I mean, come on, really? But he's back. And this is despite the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans forming the Uniparty and attempting to find the great white hope that would defeat him. Donald Trump crushed everybody. And I bet there was a time when many people thought, oh, DeSantis will come in. Ooh, he's good. Look at that guy, DeSantis. And I don't know as much about Nikki Haley, but DeSantis was going to be the great white hope. Where is he? Look at the polls. DeSantis is, in some cases, is even polling better than Nikki Haley, and neither one of them is doing that great. The numbers are astoundingly low. And when you think about the number of people who wanted those guys, I mean, the money that got behind all these people, Mike Pence, Tim Scott, DeSantis, all these guys were loaded up with cash. Fat cats saying, come on, one of you guys come out of the gladiator ring and go beat Donald Trump. Well, didn't happen. I mean, he has defeated him. How big and bad are you when you say, I'm not even going to go to the debates? I remember thinking about it going, is that a good idea, bad idea? Great idea. And I was asked this on a radio show, and I said, you know, I don't really know, but I think Trump will be okay. And sure enough, he hasn't gone to the debates. Prefers to watch these guys destroy each other. And did his strategy work? Well, from what I heard, the last debate, Republican debate, I don't know which one. Have there been three? Four? But the last debate was the worst debate on record. On record. Talking about stats. So while Trump's challengers are going down in flames, Donald Trump is surging. Now, why am I talking about this? Because there's a big thing that happened in the past week. It's been coming, and I've known it's coming because I follow the trends. This big thing I'm about to get into. But here's the deal. Trump is surging. He's surging. But what's happening to Biden? Every single day, polls get more and more dismal. Every day. Democrats, more and more desperate. I think their latest strategy is Donald Trump will seek revenge. He'll want to get revenge on us for all the cheating that we did and all the bad things that we did to him. We can't let him have revenge. It's funny. It's a funny strategy when you think about it. We did everything we could to destroy him, and he's going to want his comeuppance. Yeah, he will. And he will deserve it. So, you got these trend lines going, crossing. One's going up, Donald Trump, and the other one's going down. They're not crossing, they're diverging, as they say. Trump surging, Biden going down, all of Trump's challengers going down. Well, you don't have to be a political genius to go, wait a minute, what's going on here? What's going on here is that despite everything the Democrats are trying to do, and they have the level of desperation with 91 indictments, tells you everything you need to know, has really created a rift. It's created an opportunity, too, for Donald Trump. And here's what's happened. The political marketplace has felt this change in the wind. And the Democrats' biggest fear is now front and center. And you've heard me talk about it. A united front around Donald Trump. Oh, here he goes. There goes Kevin Jackson spilling the beans. It's huge. In signaling the change that would destroy Democrats, many major donors who had abandoned Donald Trump have shifted back. This, oh, I be still my heart. Again, this has nothing to do with Donald Trump. This has to do with a guy who's willing to fight. A guy who says, okay, you want to give me 91 indictments? Bring it. You want to try to take me off the ballots? Do you know every single place where they're trying, we're going to remove Donald Trump from the ballots? That is a level of desperation I haven't seen in a long time. The Democrats are, it's like last ditch effort. If we could just get him thrown off the ballot, how are you, what kind of banana republic are you in when you're so afraid of a guy that you go, he cannot be anywhere on the ballot? And you want to know what their excuse is? J6. January 6th.
We can't have a guy that's an insurrectionist on the ballot. He's liable to,
what do they call it?
Screw up the democracy. I mean, he's a big threat to the democracy. We must save the democracy. Do you remember when the Democrats were running around all the time? We got to save the democracy, save the democracy, save the democracy.
As they were destroying the constitutional republic that they call a democracy. Many donors, folks, have joined the chorus of leftists when they thought Trump was finished politically. And why not? The Democrats had set so many landmines for Trump. Surely he was going to step on one and blow himself up. So a lot of these big donors went, let's abandon Trump. We're going to give our money to Tim Scott. We're going to give our money to Mike Pence. We're going to give our money to Nikki Haley. We're going to give our money to Chris Christie. Giving their money away. You know what they were doing? They were trying to buy political clout. Who's going to make it? Who's going to be the one? And you know who it was? Donald Trump. 91 non-essential indictments were supposed to spell doom for the embattled Trump. But then the truth came out. All these different truths. Russian collusion. Ukrainian money funneled to the Bidens, not the Trump. You got a real feel for what the difference is when they say, oh, what a difference a politics makes, what a difference an election makes. Yeah, you see it. You see it every day in your gas prices and your food prices and your safety, all these things. And now they're starting to realize it. And that big money is shifting back. And that, my friends, is huge. It's crushing the Democrats. We'll be back to talk more about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There were one thing that did it for Donald Trump. What do you think it would be in terms of his resurgence? Do you think it's Biden's performance? Certainly that's high up there, isn't it? I mean, it has to be. Because there's no bigger dichotomy between one and the other than Trump and Joe Biden. But the biggest thing I still believe, because that, you know, you can fake the numbers. Joe Biden's still running around talking about Bidenomics and the data. it's bizarre to hear them talk about it. I'll play some clips and show you. They still, well, so what you're experiencing it, it's the data. Look at the data. Stop looking at your actual lives, people. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, go check out our merch. We put up some new merch. The law enforcement stuff is slick. I'm telling you, this is slick stuff. This is stuff you won't see it anywhere else on the planet. And, I'm just telling you, you need to get this stuff in the hands of people that you care about. Our stuff is cool. It is. We're going to make limited edition stuff. I mean, we're going to do some really cool things. And for those of you who are in Backstage Club, you're going to get a discount on all this stuff. Some of it you'll get for free. All you got to do is pay for shipping, but you'll get it for free. I'm telling you, you're going to love what we produce for you. I don't want to be the same thing that everybody else is doing. I just don't. Anyway, let me get back to this. I think it was the J6 stuff that got Trump really front and center, where people were like, wait a minute, what's going on here? These tapes were released and they prove what many people suspected, what we already knew, that the Democrats orchestrated January 6th to cover up for their election cheating. There it is. Kevin Jackson's an election denier. Yep, a proud one. The J6 tapes reveal the truth, but Joe Biden's economy revealed even more. Bidenomics doesn't work, regardless of the data. Data doesn't pay the bills, baby. Crime is through the roof. America suffers from a border invasion that these people ignore. They've invited these people to come here for a border invasion, and they don't care. Domestically, America's in turmoil. Internationally, how are we doing? We doing any better? Oh, Kevin, there's a ceasefire. We got an American hostage back. We got an American hostage back that never should have been a hostage. Congratulations, Joe Biden. Create chaos and then act like you're solving a problem. You know what people remember? They remember how things worked under President Trump. And now they want their Trump-era lives back. And the big donors recognize this. They are the political Dow Jones. They follow the political market trends. They put their money where it's going to do them the most good. I'm telling you how it works, folks. I've been in the back rooms. And all these indicators are, give your money back to Trump. This is on CBS News. I'm going to read this. Donald Trump and his allies are ramping up high-dollar fundraising efforts with at least 2 months to go until the Iowa caucus begins, the 2024 Republican primary. As several major donors show signs of returning to the former president, including those who once called on him to exit the race. Some observers are changing their view of big financial backers, shows a recognition that because Republican voters are sticking with Trump amid his continued controversy and legal troubles, he remains a very real contender for the White House. Let me translate that. You stuck by Donald Trump, despite everything these leftists tried to do. And the market thought, they're going to let Trump's dead. They're going to abandon him. And you didn't. I want you to understand this is not about Trump. This is about you sticking to your guns. And now they're going, holy crap, we did everything we could to kill this guy. And they still support him. Guess what? We better go back. That's what happened. But let me tell you, this news doesn't shock anybody. Privately, they know. They've been watching these trends. Democrats publicly act like, Donald Trump, who is he? Yeah. This trend has been coming for 2 years. First year, they got Trump. Second year, they started the indictments. They started with kick him off the ballot. And that's when that trend started. And this has been a 2-year brew. Democrats in a slow boil. Well, now they're being boiled. They go on to say this. Other Republican donors who had shown some reservations about Trump after the 2020 election or had been sitting on the sidelines are now gradually coming out to support him. Yeah, they're creeping out from under their rocks. Let's see. Oh, Donald Trump, he seems like he's not dead. Here's what they said. Over the last couple of years, a number of GOP big backers from financiers like Ken Griffin, Thomas Peterfee, Stephen Schwartzman, to cosmetic executive Ronald Lauder, an oil and gas mogul, Harold Hamm, turn their backs on Trump or express reservations about him. You ready? Some cited the January 6 attacks on the U.S. Capitol in efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Some blamed Trump for Republican disappointments in 2022. Others said the party needed a new generation of leaders. These are the bogus excuses used. Donald Trump got cheated in 2020. He had nothing to do with 2022. That was the feckless leadership of Ronan McDaniel and the so-called Republican leadership of McConnell and McCarthy. And new generation of leaders, you got one. That's Donald Trump. It has nothing to do with age. It has to do with ideology. Well, here's what happened. The total destruction of this ludicrous J6 insurrection narrative by Democrats exploded in their faces. And these disfigured Democrats now pay the price for their lies. They look like the elephant man after that bomb blew up on them. I think we talked about this the other day. I told you 65% of Americans now believe that the Democrats orchestrated the January 6th insurrection. 56% of Democrats believe it was orchestrated. 56% of the party that shoehorned Joe Biden into office now believe that that was a farce. Well, what do you think they believe about the election now? The exodus from the Democratic Party is clearly visible. And the only question is, will these people vote for Donald Trump? I mean, you've got a demoralized base of Democrats going, what, that's our guy? And now, are they going to vote for Trump? Well, I don't have an answer for you, except here's what I will tell you. Michael Rapaport, we talked about this guy, Holly Weirdo, of the highest order, a never-Trumper, to this day still hates Trump. Doesn't know why. He's just been trained to hate. But you know what he said? We played his clip the other day. He says, Trump is on the table. Trump is on the table. And he called him pig pecker or whatever. Trump is on the table. Okay. I'm telling you, one of the most vile leftists on the planet hates Donald Trump is saying Donald Trump's on the table. What do you think the moderates are doing? But let's look at the fundraising. Here's what they said. Several bundlers and fundraisers that raised money for Trump had also moved on to raise money for his 2024 rivals. Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus was among the major donors that had declined to weigh in on the 2024 presidential election before he announced a surprise endorsement of Trump in an op-ed published on the website Real Clear Politics in early November, saying the stakes are just too high and the choice is simple. He went on, I understand the frustration of some of my Republican friends who don't like or are offended by things Donald Trump does and says. I, too, have been frustrated at times. But we cannot let his brash style be the reason we walk away from an otherwise excellent stewardship of the United States during his first term in office. I endorse him not only because he has the best chance of winning the general, but because he is the best person to take on and dismantle the administrative state that is strangling America. A top GOP donor, Marcus has been one of Trump's most loyal benefactors over the years, giving millions to his campaign and various other fundraising vehicles that support him. But he switched to Nikki Haley of South Carolina, gave her money for the presidential bid. But now he knows what's happening. And what he did dealt a death blow to Nikki Haley because he publicly pulled his support for her. Whether she knows it or not, her campaign is over. But here's the thing. He is the only one. Hamm, he's a magnet, an oil and gas magnet, energy magnet. He was one of Trump's biggest supporters during his first bid, pulled his financial support away because of January 6th, donated $16,000 to Nikki Haley, $6,600 to Governor DeSantis, and now he started donating back to the Trump campaign. Just letting you know, people see the writing on the wall. You're not the only ones. They get it. It validates you.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.